Miracle at Riedemer House, Junior Version, Chapter 4B. After Felicity told Mama Addie about how she had spied on Metty and seen her steal and hide the vegetables, she took the two carrots in Felicity's hand. Mama Addie's face turned white as a sheet. She was so shocked her mouth dropped open. She could not speak. The sadness she felt at that moment was so terrible she could not even move. Metty had been fooling her by pretending to be good just so she could steal food.
"Thank you, Felicity," Mama Addie said through tears. "Please do not say a word to anyone about this. I must think and pray."
The next afternoon, Mama Addie had all the orphans come to the study. "Girls, Metty is at the nurse's today for her 3-month physical exam, and I want to talk to you. I need your help." She told them the sad news that Metty had been stealing food. She felt she needed to let them share their feelings about Metty since she had been so mean to them. Many of the girls were looking skinny after 6 weeks of not enough food. No one liked Metty because she was always so rude.
"It's not fair that she treats us so badly and then gets more to eat," said one little girl.
"She should be made to do lots of extra work," called out another.
"I think that she should be kicked out," blurted a younger child. Many nodded in agreement.
Then Felicity asked Mama Addie a hard question.
"How can you keep being so kind to her when she doesn't deserve it? She has been so very awful to all of us, including you."
"As you know," replied Mama Addie, "all of you have a sad story in your past. What you don't know is that I have a sad story too, and I think it's time to tell it."